This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Let's get cozy. Catch your next Gin Grizz tonight at 7 p.m. when they take on the Golden State Warriors. The first 3,000 fans get a free Grizzlies tech suit hoodie. Get hyped. Get ready for a ball and secure your tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP or visiting Grizzlies.com.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're...
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey. Who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to open one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame. Who that?
You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It is Tuesday, January 11th, which means we're moving on from the college football national championship. Saw it last night. Ended up being a pretty good game. I was on the wrong side of it. I picked Nick Saban and legacy. Came up short. Credit to Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs. Number one, credit to that defense. Number two, credit to former walk-on Stetson Bennett, who clearly you could see how emotional he was at the end. It looked like it meant more to Georgia afterwards. So even a wrong man like me who picked Nick Saban could feel good for the winners last night. Again, Georgia, your national champion, first time since 1980, 33-18 over Alabama. Set that to the side. That was a big one. Big one tonight down at FedEx Forum. Your Memphis Grizzlies, your streaking Memphis Grizzlies, a franchise record 9 in a row they've won, heading into tonight's matchup against the Golden State Warriors. We will all, not just here in Memphis, I think most of the NBA, will be watching tonight. as you got John, MVP favorite and MVP candidate, facing off tonight, and Steph Curry and Ja Morant.
Very much so. Opportunity for the Grizzlies to make another step. They've made many of them already, right? But a chance to make yet another statement. So we are going to get into that today. Get into Grizz Warriors. A little bit of controversy over Draymond Green. I actually texted you about that this morning. He's not going to play tonight. So
calf injury, right?
It won't matter tonight, yeah. Right? But the controversy is around that calf injury, and a bunch of DraftKings bettors who try to take advantage of a situation upon Klay Thompson's return. So there seems to have been a resolution. So we will get into that here on the show today. Here's what we got coming up on the show. Jessica Benson is going to join us at 11:25. We'll, of course, talk to her about the college football championship game. Georgia takes it down. Your thoughts on the Grizz game tonight. The giveaway, I believe there is a Grizz giveaway tonight. The tech suit, Ja tech suit giveaway tonight. First 3,000, I believe, get those. Like, you know, it's like a sweatsuit.
Sweatsuit.
Yeah. So, you know, Ja.
We used to call them jogging suits back in my day.
Yeah, you know, Nike.
Now it's tech suit.
The Nike tech, you know, the Nike tech fleece is, you know, it's going to run you about $250, you know, for the whole, you know, caboodle, whatever.
You're saying this outfit's worth $250.
No, this is not going to be worth
$250.
Okay,
we'll make that clear, so you don't have
$500.
Folks, I mean, running down there.
You know, the exclusivity of it. I don't think it's a Nike, you know what I mean?
Like,
I don't
tech
think,
suit.
It's just like it's a Grizz-themed
tech suit.
Sweat suit.
It does one size fit all?
That's a good question. Not sure. I'm assuming
Connor,
not.
Do you know? We have the great Connor Dunning with us today.
I think they have different sizes. I'm not 100%
okay.
sure.
How do
I
they
think
do
it's
that?
Like, probably.
So you just size somebody up as they're walking up, first 3,000?
No, they probably have boxes, and it's like, here's one size, here's another size. Here's
small, medium,
what,
and large.
What if they run
John,
out?
Not
what
hard.
If they run out of
then
certain
out.
Sizes?
And they're out.
Then,
well, that's when they're out, John.
Well, first 3,000 should, I mean, I should get a size for me. You know what I mean? Like, I should get a, I'm not, if it's a small, you know, I don't feel like I got a sweatsuit. I feel like I got, you know, like, this is just, I was not one of the first 3,000 in that
well,
case.
Well, nobody worry about you,
the
personally.
The safer thing to do would be to just make everything big, right? To make everything a large or an extra large, just to, you know, assume.
Yeah, but shouldn't it be for kids? More so than for John Martins and other adults?
I don't think any of
like,
them are
isn't
for
who
kids.
No,
I
mean,
should any kid sizes.
Should some fit a 10-year-old, though? And if you're doing your way, then you leave out the children. I thought you loved the kids since you
nobody
had
nobody think about the kids.
I see.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, think about the kids for once, huh? You know what I feel about it? F them kids, you know?
I don't know what's happened to you.
Let the parents get something for once. That's how I feel about it. Anyway, Jessica Benson is going to join us. Maybe she'll have an answer for us.
I'm sure she will.
At 11:25. Then at 1:25, Jeff Calkins is going to be on demand.
Okay.
Jeff Calkins
Perfect.
Will be on demand today. He will join us, and we'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, about the Bills in the playoffs, rematch against the hated Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just that's a lot of emotion, right? You're in the postseason and you have to go through the Patriots.
It doesn't feel like he's very, optimistic about his chances in this postseason.
Rarely,
like, I don't feel like, I mean, he's not bouncing off the walls around here.
Rarely is he ever, though, right? He's never been that. He's never been even, you know.
Wasn't it supposed to be the season, though, that they took the next step?
Right, because you got to the AFC title game last year. And they were a good team. They just weren't dominant, and they were very inconsistent.
Yeah, again, too much on Josh Allen.
Yeah.
He knows that.
So anyway, we'll get into all that with Jeff Calkins at 1:25. But
I guess we're talking to his OC too, by the way, my Bears.
Oh yeah,
or we've
Brian
asked
Dable.
We've asked permission to interview.
Yeah,
go right ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt.
So anyway, it is early in the week, and we have a few things that we need to hit. Let's do cap or no cap.
Cap. It means lion, but built different. Now, it's cap.
I'm going to say cap.
For no cap.
I'm going to say that's no cap.
On 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Jason, it was good to see somebody other than Alabama win the title.
Well, it was. So, that is no cap.
No cap.
As much as I wanted to see Alabama win, because that's just who I had before the game, to that point we talked about earlier, you couldn't help but be happy for Georgia, which had, you know, a couple local connections, including N'Kobe Dean, who's from Horn Lake, a linebacker for Georgia on that fantastic defense, one of the leaders of that defense. But not just him. You saw what it meant for Stetson Bennett, a story I think we can all relate to around here when you've seen, you know, former walk-ons go on to greatness around, whether it's with that Memphis football program, you know, the Anthony Millers, the Calvin Austins, or, you know, Memphis basketball this season's got to walk on doing some pretty big things. To the point, you saw Stetson Bennett have to earn it the hard way.
Yes.
The question had always been, can you win a national championship with him at quarterback?
Correct.
He answered that question. So how could you, even if you were on the other side of it, there was no way not to feel good for Stetson Bennett. So, yeah, John, you know, first one since 80. I talked about it looking like it meant more to Georgia, both for the players and for the folks in that crowd. Like, it had been so long, obviously, for them, for Georgia. You knew Kirby Smart wanted to get the big gorilla off of his back, right? 0-4 against Nick Saban, gets the chance to get that off of his back. So, it's definitely no cap. I could feel good for Georgia, even though, you know, I was pulling obviously before and for Nick Saban.
You were invested.
I was a little invested. But
yeah,
then,
which, I mean, I think a lot of people were, right. I mean, Alabama was
small amount.
69% of the public was on Alabama yesterday, and again, the logic is sound, which is how could you ever bet against Nick Saban as an underdog in these spots?
But really, the question should have been: should a defense that's been historic, in terms of its dominance, could it be bad too? Two games in a row against Alabama?
Right.
That was really the question I should have asked.
And look, I would say
because
this.
Because it was dominant.
It was.
All night long.
That said, Alabama had chances, right?
Yeah, early on.
They had chances, you know, in the red
some
zone.
Of those field goals
they settled, I mean, that's, you know, so you wonder, like,
but again,
how different.
Credit back to Georgia defense, which.
Oh, I mean
just locked up.
Especially in that fourth quarter. That's what Nick Saban said. Nick Saban said, y'all kicked our ass in the fourth quarter.
And when you lost Jameson Williams, that was really.
Oh, yeah.
The opportunity to be your big play guy because Alabama just didn't have that after he goes down to the knee. And
you know
that
what
was important. You know, Mechie and him, I mean, you take your big play ability pretty much off.
It reminded me of the Tampa Bay New Orleans game on Sunday night 3 weeks ago.
Everybody went down.
Yeah, Godwin went down. Evans
hamstring.
Yep.
That's right.
Leonard Fournette ended up leaving the game.
It reminded
me a lot like that because, like, you know, as great as Tom is and as great as Bryce, I mean, Bryce Young has been awesome this year. It's hard to adjust on the fly like that when you lose your weapons. And they had some young guys, but you could tell they weren't ready for the moment quite yet.
Well, I will say this. Bryce adjusted to the pressure they were getting, throws the touchdown. They take the lead, but that's where you have to go back to Stetson Bennett, who after turning the ball over to allow that go-ahead touchdown, I told you this beforehand. It looked like he was almost scared to make the mistake beforehand.
Yeah.
Once he fumbles the ball, which that was a crazy play, by the way, that Alabama even recovered it.
It was.
But once that happened, and he basically said, I'm not going to be the thing that loses this game for us, the fear turned to focus, like we were talking about. Dude turned into a different quarterback.
I like that. You need to say that with just, like, you know, a little bit more.
I need to patent it. You turn the fear into focus.
Fear into focus.
That's exactly what happened for Stetson Bennett last night. After he made the mistake, it actually freed him up.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, now I'm going to go win this game, or at least not be the reason we lose it. I thought you could see a different quarterback mentally after
the mistake. No, he made some important plays. I mean, again, like, who won the game for Georgia last night? It was that defense.
The defense won, but Stetson Bennett had to drive them down the field.
Yes, he did.
Against an Alabama defense that's no slouches here.
Oh, agreed. No.
Now, their corners were, that was a mess.
Yeah.
If they weren't getting pressure on you, you could throw it on those corners, but. And again, Alabama had injuries. I mean, that's part of the reason they were in that boat. That said, Alabama's defense played well. Stetson had to do something, though, and he did.
No, of course, it was great to see somebody other than Alabama win the championship.
Yeah, we both
somebody
agree.
Other than, you know, I mean, it's not like Georgia is this plucky upstart, you know, underdog. They've been, you know, the best team
knocking
in football
on his door for a while,
all year basically. So it's not like Georgia is this, you know, out of nowhere Johnny come lately. But yeah, I mean it's still an SEC team though. Like, you don't get too far removed, right? But in terms of the stories, right? The stories with this team and Stetson Bennett, like you mentioned. And look, I was actually watching this game with an Alabama fan last night, and you know, I'm not gonna say any names, but you know, it was like it didn't even matter. Like, it's like, okay, well,
to my point, Georgia, it matters more.
Okay, Alabama's losing the game, so whatever. We'll be back next year.
Yeah, I mean, and they're already favored for next year.
Like, it is one of those things. And they really should win it next year, right? When you got all those guys coming back, Bryce Young's going to be back.
And Georgia's losing most of that defense.
Yeah, I mean, it's
a lot of it.
Of course. It's just like it doesn't even sting at all. Like, it's like, oh, well, we lost. I guess we'll have to settle for doing it next year. So, yeah, I think in that sense, 40-year drought, 41-year drought, that is that's a hell of a thing.
First walk-on to defeat a Nick, this from ESPN, a Nick Saban coach team as a starter since Brian Greasy did it playing for Michigan, and Saban was at Michigan State in 1997.
Wow.
He doesn't lose to former walk-on quarterbacks.
That is absurd.
And the way that Stetson Bennett was sort of dragged through it at Georgia, we want you back, now we don't, and now you're third stringer coming in basically this season. Fantastic effort for him, and glad to see
Stetson
him
Bennett,
have the cigar at the end of things.
It's kind
of
like
he's a two-star, three-star guy.
It's kind of like Tyler Harris, isn't it? It's kind of like there are some shades of Tyler Harris in
there. He came back.
Yeah, as a walk-on. You know?
After he thought that there was really no room for him. Then.
Yeah, it's kind of shades of Tyler Harris. Hopefully Tyler Harris can cut down the nets for Memphis later this year. That would be fantastic.
I'm going to quit putting a ceiling on what Tyler Harris can do because he's proved me wrong
I think
all the way through this season.
That's probably a wise thing. Anyway, yes, Georgia gets the dub 33-18. I did say on the show 34-20, so that's pretty close. It's pretty close.
It was.
I'm sorry that I was wrong. I was wrong on the actual score, but I mean, look.
No, you picked Georgia by the time it was go time, right?
Right. Oh yeah, I had Georgia.
You had talked yourself into it.
Yeah, I thought again, line movement. Sometimes line movement tells you what you need to know, and I think that was another example in that case. Anyway, Georgia, your 2021-22 national champs in college football. Okay, Grizz Warriors tonight. You can catch that game right here.
Let's go
on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Does this not feel big?
It's huge.
All right.
The Grizzlies will make another statement tonight, cap or no cap. They've made so many already. But I know this is painting you.
It's no cap. I was waiting for the
right.
It's no cap.
Yeah.
I've got Grizz to win tonight.
Wow.
That's just where I'm at mentally.
Yeah.
Draymond Green not playing. That calf injury that John had mentioned, we'll talk about a little bit more and sort of what it did to that Cleveland game a little bit later on. But Draymond Green not there, didn't even make the trip from what I read. So so even that energy that he can create on a bench or on the sideline with the clapping it up deal, that will be gone tonight to the point they got to create their own. Now, I'm not just saying Draymond Green's the difference. They got Klay Thompson back. And he scored 17 in his debut against Cleveland in a win. Golden State's playing fantastic defense. Again, Draymond a big part of that. It doesn't all of a sudden go away when he's gone. This will be a challenge. It's the best team in the NBA. What are we talking about here? Steph Curry, your favorite for MVP right now against a guy who, yes, John, we can say this now, and I don't think need to feel guilty for it. Mm-hmm. So you're a little slow to come onto the bandwagon. An MVP candidate in Ja Morant. You're seeing them go head up. Steven Adams, I believe, has been upgraded to questionable tonight, which usually means he can go for the Memphis Grizzlies. All things are lining up, even at a time. Look, maybe – previously, John, you lose Dylan Brooks for 3 to 5 weeks. You get that news. You see him roll the ankle against the Clippers. And you say, well, man, how are they going to overcome that? You'd certainly need him against Golden State, right? I mean, he's the key to their defensive effort, certainly the anchor. And you need that against a Steph Curry-led team. But remember, they didn't have Dylan Brooks when they beat Golden State, fifth game of the season? I think it was Golden State's first loss. It can be done.
Yep.
And again, you're feeling like with 9 in a row, franchise record for the Grizzlies, no matter what you throw at this team right now, it's just playing through it. Take away their coach, Taylor Jenkins, health and safety. Brad Jones fills in. Take away their center. Take away four. All they do is win through it. So I feel really good. Obviously, I think Golden State's favored, right? As they should be.
Short favorites.
They're a 30-win team. Yeah. I still feel good about the Grizzlies' chance tonight. I think they do make a statement on, NBA TV tonight?
Yeah.
Hope you're listening to the game, though, right here on 92.9 FM.
Yeah, I mean, look, what's crazy about the Grizzlies is that their win total before the season was 41.5, right? But if I'd have told you, just blindly, in August or September, when you're thinking about putting that bet in, that, hey, before you do it, Ja Morant's going to miss 3 weeks with a knee sprain. Dylan Brooks is going to miss, altogether probably two and a half months. You're going to have guys in and out of the lineup with health and safety protocols.
Mm-hmm.
You would say –
even your coach.
Yeah, you would say there's no way the Grizzlies are going to win more than 41.5 games, given that information. They're going to win friggin' 41 games by all-star break damn near. I mean, it's absurd. Now, there's going to be – you have to think – like a regression or a reversion to the mean, whatever that is. But like the idea that they win tonight, they are in third place. That is a fact.
Utah losing to Detroit last night on the road, shocker there.
And see, that's the kind of game
within a half game of Utah.
That's the kind of thing that the Grizzlies have not had happen. Right? They haven't had letdowns against bad teams, which normally they have in the past. I know the Grizzlies are going to lose again at some point. But this just feels to me.
I mean, OKC is a bad team. That was a letdown December 20th.
It was.
But to your point,
Jaws, usually, first
it happens
back,
more regularly four teams that are.
I'm gonna agree with you. I'm gonna say no cap. I think this is just one that the Grizzlies are gonna be up for.
I mean, do they have to win to make a statement? When we say make that,
I mean, you're gonna make a statement by losing. So yeah, I mean, you're saying they're gonna win the game.
I mean, if Ja Morant goes head up with Steph Curry again, I mean, this has become a little bit of a rivalry lately.
I mean,
going
if
back
he
to
has
last
45
year,
right? And they lose on a
it's mano
a
mano MVP,
yeah.
You know, against MVP.
But to
you
me
lose
though,
a close one.
Is there
it
any,
can still be a statement?
Is there any statement that Ja can because, still because, make individually, or have we because, all, you know?
Because to the, I'm just saying, yeah. you've already split with them this season. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you lost a close one here, it could be that we're not going away. This will be a thing that, hey, we're actually planning on perhaps we'll meet you in the postseason. It can be that. I'm just saying it doesn't necessarily have to win to be a statement, although that's where I'm coming from right now. I feel like everything's aligning for the Grizzlies.
Yes.
Especially with, again, Draymond's out. That's a big loss for them.
I'm with you, though. I think the Grizz, I think they find a way to get it done tonight with no Draymond.
Who you put on Steph?
Working his way back. I mean, D'Anthony. I mean,
well, you can't start him,
right? I'm just saying, like, in terms of the majority of the game,
eventually it will be.
You'll probably see a lot.
I'm eager. I want to see it. I think you start because I don't know. You could tell Ja Morant put. I want to see Bane on him.
Right.
I know that's not Bane's strength, but why not give him that challenge? Do you see? We saw it. Look at how underneath LeBron's skin Bane was, and now we're not talking about a one-on-one matchup. But to that point, can you be that for Steph?
Yep.
Because what you know in defending Steph is you're just going to be on a constant move.
Yep.
And if I want to give that challenge to Bane, a young guy who right now is showing, dude, he's hungry every night, throw it at him, see how it looks, and then obviously you're going to throw a bunch of different looks at Steph. No one man's going to shut him down.
Yep.
But I don't mind. I mean, Connor, what do you think? I would throw the challenge to a young Bane early on because if you give it to Ja early, I mean, he could pick up a couple quick fouls.
Right.
It could change the outlook of the game very early.
Right.
I'd like, you know, with what you got out there, give the challenge to Bane. Why not? Just at least to start the game.
I don't hate it at all. You know, he's been a lot more physical recently.
Exactly.
So, you know, try to get up in Steph's grill, get some physicality, get him off the three-point line, chase him around. I mean, he's got good conditioning, like you said.
And you got the guy to coach you to do it in Dylan Brooks, who, you know, did it pretty effectively last year.
And if it's not working, you have enough guys that you can throw different looks at him. So I don't hate starting it that way at all.
Right.
I just think Bane eats up challenges
and Clay
right now.
Clay should be a little bit more stationary, so it might be easier for Ja.
So anyway, Grizz Warriors tonight. Gets a game right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Okay, last one before we get to Jessica Benson. It was weird that Penny Hardaway wasn't at James Wiseman's jersey retirement last night at East High School. Cap or no cap?
It was weird that he wasn't there.
Yes. That is the statement.
I'm going to go cap.
Okay.
He had his coach's show.
He did.
Needs to be said. At the same time.
He did.
Okay.
He did. And the Tigers were there.
And
there was University of Memphis representation there.
At East High School.
Yeah.
Who all was there? Just some of his former teammates, I'm assuming? Malcolm and those guys?
Yeah, like, I mean, when I was talking to somebody.
I saw Alo was there. I'm assuming the other East teammates were there probably.
I was talking to somebody who went. I was watching the game, but they said basically the whole team was there.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, so. Because you got to think, like, he had Lester. Lester was his teammate back then.
I'm just going to say, I read Giannotto's column on, he's got a column about it over commercialappeal.com. He was there. They weren't exactly sure they could put this together until Wiseman's out of health and safety protocols, all that stuff. So, in terms of date, right, it has to all kind of align. The great thing was, you know, Golden State's all there. They show up beforehand. That's all great. But, you know, you've got that coach's show already set in place. I mean, what's Penny Hardaway supposed to postpone it to go over for, you know, a guy that, yes, the relationship still seems like it's okay, but that played three games for you? I mean, and you still, I'll be honest with you, you still got an IARP case hanging over you right now for? That's not to say Penny shouldn't because, oh, they're still in trouble for James.
Right.
But there was clearly something already planned there.
Yep.
And you probably had folks, and those things have been well attended, his coach's show, you probably had folks that have been planning to be there for a while.
Right. So I will.
And you were represented by. Go ahead.
I will agree with you. I will agree with you that it is cap. It was not it was weird, but I'm not placing that weirdness at the feet of Penny.
If he didn't have the coaches show, right. I might.
So what I regret about the situation, and look, I don't know what Penny and James's relationship is. It may have changed.
I thought we saw during the draft. It's fine.
I know, but that was, you know, a year or two ago. Like, you know, things change. People grow apart. I will leave room for that possibility. But if that is not the case and things are still fine, like something should have been adjusted. Something about the schedule should have been shifted that would have allowed. And again, I am not blaming Penny for not being there because he has obligations. He has contractual obligations
to make 100%. These appearances.
Exactly.
Right?
That's so the this point. Is not. And I'm sure he sent him a nice note. You know what I'm saying?
For
like,
sure.
Not, you know.
For sure. So do not confuse what I'm saying as, oh, you're blaming Penny for. Not at all. Not in the slightest. I'm really blaming the logistics. I think that's one where you have to. It's not ideal, but given that, you know, forget the University of Memphis piece of this. This is a Memphis thing. And you coached that kid to, you know, you moved him here, you know, you coached him, you stuck by him, you know. That's one where, again, it's
Dude,
not on
you don't
Penny.
Think James went out to the house last night?
I'm sure he did.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, that's a moment that you want to be present for. So all I'm saying is Penny should have been allowed that option. If he doesn't want to do it, that's up to him.
Oh, I think that's fair. So but I'm saying, like, the option.
Like,
but
maybe,
again,
maybe
I mean,
they should have considered, you know, moving the postgame, you know, the show back an hour, or, you know, moving it up a day, or just something, you know, something a little bit more a concerted effort, right? Just to allow him the opportunity to be there for that young man in that special moment. It's you know, it wasn't promoted very, you know, it wasn't a promoted thing before it happened. You know, nobody really talked about it, kind of.
Yeah, but everybody, it looked like everybody in the city was, it looked like he got key to the city and some more stuff, or proclamation.
It's a weird dynamic because, like, the East High School version of James Wiseman is much different than the University of Memphis version
of
James Wiseman.
He won the High School Player of the Year there.
But he did good things for that.
Presented to him by Jaren Jackson, remember that?
Yes.
Gatorade
yes.
High School Player of the Year.
So, you know, and James said really nice things about East High School, said it's beautiful, the guidance here, it comes from the students, the teachers, the staff, everybody here is genuine love and support. So his relationship with East very clearly is different than his relationship with the University of Memphis for obvious reasons. It wasn't weird because we know what Penny was doing. We know where he was. It's not like
that's
just,
important to point out.
You know, off the radar, you know what I mean? But I just feel like maybe there was something that could have been done that would have allowed Penny the opportunity to.
Again, you don't attend. Even know if James is going to make the trip because of the he just got to a point where he's traveling with the team.
Yeah.
So there might not have been weeks ahead or even a couple of weeks ahead to prepare because James just started
that's
traveling again with the team.
And again,
so
like
you
Penny
have
gets
to factor
paid
all that in.
A lot of money to make these appearances.
And like I said, I'm quite sure there were texts exchanged or a video conference or whatever it was. I'm sure he got his flowers from Penny in some way or another. He clearly got they had representatives from the team there to witness.
Again, before people start tweeting me and coming at me and texting me, I am not blaming Penny. We know what Penny was doing. We know he had obligations. I'm just.
And again, James just started traveling with the team again.
My only thing was, you know, what was there a way?
What's cool is that Steph.
Yep. Steph
and those guys showed up for this.
Yep. He sure
did. Like they did the same thing for Ian Clark.
Yep.
Back at Germantown. What's cool is those guys still think. You know, in this case, Wiseman's number two pick, right? You feel like he's going to be a contributor somewhere. That one's but even for guys like Ian Clark who played a role, like they'll go back and be a part of those retirement ceremonies or go attend them. Somebody like Steph, who's a superstar of the league, the MVP this season, you know, sitting there and standing there and watching that. You know, I think it's really cool on the part of Golden State. And the other teams that have done it, OKC did it for with KD, and those guys did it for for our man Campaign when he was with the Thunder over at Lausanne.
Yes.
I think those are cool moments.
But you got to think like if you're like
because they don't have to because you could stay at the hotel man and let the rest of the team go if you're Steph.
Yeah, I mean why do you care?
Exactly.
You know this is high school jersey retirement, but you know I bet it's like all, like when you're Steph like to walk into a high school bro. Like,
well, maybe that's just one of the regular things you do as an NBA guy for just about everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's one of the things you do that.
It does feel like only
this probably happens. Probably happens pretty damn often.
Who are the other ones? Ian Clark and who?
Ian Clark and Campaign.
Yeah.
That it's happened for here recently with NBA teams coming back while those players had their high school jerseys retired.
Any other Memphians whose high school jerseys who are in the NBA could get retired?
I mean, Thad should already be.
Is he not?
I think Thad's jersey should already be retired at Mitchell. I'm sure it is.
Is
my point. That's why this is happening.
I'm saying, like, do you think Chioza's White Station jersey would be retired? Probably not, right?
I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't at this point. He's Florida's all-time assist leader.
I know, but he was only at White Station for a couple years.
Chioza?
Yeah. He transferred from Bartlett.
The story of James Wiseman.
Right. That's
was
at
East for, what, 2 years?
No, you're right.
You're right. That's a good point. I mean, you're right.
Chioza's career does. I mean, if it wasn't enough at White Station, where he was an absolute stud.
No, he was really good.
He deserves it for his college, and now
he's like sticking in the NBA.
A pro. Yeah. He is an NBA guy.
Now Chioza should probably have his jersey retired
because of that IQ and the way he plays. He doesn't make mistakes. Kind of like Tyus. He just doesn't make. He's gonna be around the league for a long time.
Well, to your point, how many other White?
So he should absolutely, if he doesn't already.
How many other White Station players have been in the NBA as long as Chioza's been in the NBA?
White Station?
Yeah, probably none, right?
Yeah.
None.
Yeah, and you're catching me. I can't think of any Spartans right now. No.
So, like, that tells you a lot, you know?
Again, you're going to tell me, were they playing East last night? You want to tell me the score? We're going to move on.
No, I don't want to tell you the score, actually.
I know you.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, White Station basketball. Like, we're going to get
it. Well, they lost by 30.
Okay.
Anyway, Jessica Benson is going to join us when we come back. We will talk to her about the Grizzlies tonight, about the tech suit. Lots to get to with Jessica Benson. She joins us next. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
Wild card weekend just got wilder because FanDuel Sportsbook's hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds on the NFL wild card weekend. That means you can bet 5 to win $150 on any team to win any wild card game. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. There's no better place to bet the NFL playoffs than on America's number one sportsbook. Simple, easy to use app that I love because those payouts come back in as little as 2 hours. Nice, safe, and secure. Already at FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel's hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend, plus your friend's going to get $50 too. Don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet when you use promo code JSmith when signing up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app using promo code JSMITH and pick your wild card team before kickoff. It's only on FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 92.9 FM ESPN. I think you got to feel pretty good about Jeff's Buffalo Bills right now. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager and designated offer market. And max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
This tax filing season could be one for the record books. There are thousands of dollars worth of new tax credits on the table, and Jackson Hewitt will help make sure you get every one you deserve. Tax credits for being a parent, taking care of a parent, taking classes, and so much more. Don't leave thousands on the table. Jackson Hewitt will make sure you get credit for all you do and get your biggest refund guaranteed. Learn more and find your nearest location at jacksonhewitt.com.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
With Mercari, your unneeded things can find a new life.
Hello, hello.
Easily list and sell.
I know why you say goodbye, and I say hello.
Or discover great finds.
Hello.
Buy or sell almost anything.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Download Mercari on the app stores or at Mercari.com. Mercari, your marketplace.
Rockies in East Memphis wants you to come celebrate the new year with them at 4694 Spotswood Avenue. Food, music, games, drinks, and more. Come on by with your friends or family for some new year fun at a reasonable price. Call 901-310-4436 for hours regarding happy hour and daily specials. Rockies East Memphis, where fun meets family and friends during the week and weekends. That's 901-310-4436. Go Tigers, go, and Happy New Year.
Your goals, your future, your dreams. These things are none of our business. Your credit score, your true crime obsession, and whatever you were searching for at 1:15 a.m., that's really none of our business. Because your life is private, and unlike other tech companies, we think your internet should be too. Oh, is someone there? Oh, that's none of our business either. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
BC Powder knows life pushes us to the max. Work to the max. Family to the max. It can all mean pain to the max. So BC introduces new BC Max Strength. New BC Max relieves tough headaches and body pain at the speed of powder. Nothing stronger on pain without a prescription. Pain to the max? New BC Max. In a great tasting lemonade flavor.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Looking for better paying hourly work or even a new career? Millennium Search hires for the Mid-South's best companies like, well, we can't say the name, so let's just say it's not the family business, but you might be working for a nephew? Visit jobswiththebest.com. Jobswiththebest.com.
Get help managing your money for the life and years ahead. With Fidelity Income Planning, we'll look at what you've saved, what you'll need, and help you build a flexible plan for cash flow designed to last so you can go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, number NYSE SIPC.
The level is just too advanced, the bezel is Tiffany stamped, no grip on my hand. I know that I came with the slide from left to right, but now I don't want to dance. I got too much on the line,
Jason,
too much on
John
my mind,
Guest
too much
in enough for my plans. Like you don't pay me to tell you, just do it, they pay me to show you I from do it again. I can't be telling my casket, make sure on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I know that I came with the slide from left to right, but now I don't want to dance. Can I depend on a man?
Jessica Benson, catch her on Grizz Radio Network, catch her on Rise and Grind over at Grind City Media on Twitter at Jess Benson TV. She joins us every Tuesday. She joins us now. Are you joining us in your Ja Morant tech fleece, Jessica?
I am currently in an NBA Jam Ja Morant Jaren Jackson Jr. t-shirt, but I will be putting on my fleece the second I get a little chilly because, let me tell you, it's cozy.
Yeah, yeah. So give us a little bit of, because, a lot of people listening, this is up there in terms of the best giveaways the Grizz have done. Is it just one size for everybody? Are there going to be different sizes? Do you know?
Yes, I do know, actually. I can tell you that there are two sizes. There's extra large and there's medium. So somewhere in between there. They are light blue and they are a fleece inside. So they really are incredibly warm. And I know it's gotten so cold here recently. And I can honestly say I've worn that sweatshirt every day since it was given to me on Friday, which I should probably throw it in the wash. It's fine.
Yeah.
But when you look at it in person, it looks great. And so you can get the top of it tonight, which is the hoodie sweatshirt part, and then you'll have to come back later in the month when they do the pant part of the giveaway. But honestly, the top is my favorite. You have an amazing game to pair with it tonight with the Grizzlies and the Warriors, so why not come out, get a sweet Grizzlies sweatshirt, watch an awesome game.
So medium, extra large. No love. For the people who might fall in between that. That's a big range now.
It's a big range. And I'll be honest, if you live in that, like, medium life,
yes,
the pants are a little big. If you live in the large life,
yeah,
the pants are a little small. So there's just, and if you're in the extra large category, I think that probably fits the same way on if you trend towards a large or trends towards a double XL. But yeah, you're going to make it work. We'll all be in them together. We can all match, which
That's
is
right.
great. We can all match John Morant. Who doesn't want to do that?
Jessica, I got to ask you. I mean, Dylan Brooks now back out. He's out, then he's back in, now he's out. Steven Adams hopefully back in tonight, but he's out. At one point, John Morant misses Clippers. He's back for Lakers. Taylor Jenkins in and out. It doesn't seem to matter. All they do is win, and now they're, franchise record 9. We get all that. Why doesn't anything seem to get to this team, Jessica?
It's incredible the way that we've seen this team have the ability to truly take a plug-and-play nature into having to adapt when certain players are down. Even, Jaren Jackson Jr. has been great, but to see him step up and start at the 5 and the success that he had on this road trip to L.A., 2 straight games with 5 or more blocks and the defensive intensity there. He's had 20-plus points in three of his last four games. But no matter who it is, I think there would be a greater concern when you lose a player like Dylan Brooks, and it stinks, and it felt like we were finally building up to the potential of seeing this team at full strength, which I think had this aura of, oh, now we can see the team is good, but what's that next level they can take if they really are fully healthy? And you hate to see Dylan have to miss any kind of time, but there is comfort in knowing that this team has figured out how to adapt without him. His defensive energy is still there, even when he's not on the court. I think he would have been really proud with some of that smack talk going on against the Lakers on Sunday. But it's just, it's remarkable, and it speaks to what the coaching staff has done to keep these players ready so that when their number is called or when there has to be an adjustment in what they're asked to do, they just go in there and do it. It really is that simple, and it's kind of special that it is that simple.
So sort of in that vein, right? Like, clearly this is, and you know, I've seen, you know, some guys on the team say we you know, we're Jaren or whoever, we think we're, you know, among the closest teams in the NBA. Do you now have to be, you know, because this front office, right, their dynamic and their makeup has been, they don't mind being aggressive. They don't mind, you know, going out and making deals for the long term. They don't mind, you know, they're willing to trade Jay Crowder, you know, even as a guy that's helping the team, if they think they might get something better in return down the line. They have not been afraid of change. Do you almost think now you have to be really sensitive to, you know, even though you've done things a certain way leading up to this, do you think you have to sort of be extra sensitive about any moves you might make, given just the culture, right, that we talk about? Do you think you have to be really sensitive to that moving forward as the front office?
I think absolutely. And when you have something working in the way that it is right now, and when you do have a group that seems to have the locker room connectivity, not just locker room connectivity, but just being legit friends and people who like each other, who like coming to work each day and playing with one another, every conversation you have has to sit in the space of, okay, if we pull this one Jenga piece out of the equation, does that risk toppling that chemistry down? Certainly, if you're the Grizzlies front office, you want to get this team to the place where, all right, we went from, are the Grizzlies going to have the opportunity to get out of the play-in tournament and just straight up make the playoffs? Now we're even in the conversation of, could they host a playoff series? Then it becomes a, okay, what takes them to that next level of being a contender, and TBD what that looks like for the rest of the year? So it has to be the right fit, but that's certainly a luxury that the Grizzlies are in right now, that you don't feel like you necessarily have to go chasing something just for the sake of the chase right now.
How about this tag the Grizzlies are getting as sort of the trash, we'll put it that way, trash talkingest team in the league? Is it something that we should embrace?
I love it. I think the thing that's so fun about it this year is, you know, they had this last season. This didn't just come out of nowhere, and they had this level of swagginess and feistiness that came out, and kind of being that young team that wasn't afraid to step up and go at it against some of the vets and the more veteran-laden teams. The difference this year is now you have the wins to back it up, and you have the tools there to be getting out to a 9-game winning streak, whereas last year sometimes some of those things would fall apart. And even in a situation like you saw over the weekend, you get out to a, you know, 29-point lead, and then the team starts coming back. There were situations last season where those games would unravel. Now you have won such a big lead that you can almost afford for a team like the Lakers to go on a 23-1 run. You don't love to see it. You don't want to see it. And I'm sure it gave Brad Jones something to address with the team after what would have just been a pretty commanding win. But now you have the smack talk with the results to back it up, right? And that's a pretty special secret sauce.
Yeah, as long as you're backing it up, I'm good with it. We know it got under LeBron's skin. We also saw that it got under Halsey's skin. Halsey, superstar or no?
I don't think you can call her a superstar because so many people don't. I was shocked at how many people don't know Halsey.
Yes, yeah.
I would not call myself a Halsey super fan by any means, but certainly, you know, when she started dating G-Eazy and him and I and Eastside and all the songs that came out.
It's like
that.
You and Chris, right? Like, you and Chris kind of feel like you have like a him and I thing going on.
Right. I hope we have a better final result than having to. I hope I don't leave him so sad.
I think John,
I really hope in the end.
I think John might be a little offended that you don't think of Hall as a superstar.
I am a little offended. I actually am. I feel like you of all people, I kind of was hoping that you would come in here and be able to talk some sense.
No,
I have a legitimate question for you because I was working on my pregame show and I was trying to figure out, like, how do you define Halsey? Would you call her, like, multi-platinum artist Halsey. She's never won a Grammy, and I know Grammys
are the bar
here
now,
or there,
I mean,
whatever. Who cares? No, it's not. That's the point. But, like, you can't say, like, Grammy award-winning artist
multi-platinum,
Halsey.
Oh, yes, multi-platinum
okay.
Singer-songwriter, actress, right? She's in Sing, the Sing movies. She's, like, one of the voices.
Oh, I was not even aware of that.
She's, like, a voice.
Yeah. I mean, she's, I
big
mean,
deal.
She's, you know, she's probably more geared toward, because Jessica, I think you and I are about the same age, so she's probably more geared toward, like, the generation after us, if that makes sense. But I still feel like,
absolutely.
But you really should still, like Jason was saying yesterday that she is untalented. Let's be clear, that was not conversation.
No, she's
the
talent wildly
was
talented.
That, no. It wasn't that she has no talent. It was that Lizzo has more in her pinky toe than Halsey does. Yes.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like something she's interested in disputing.
Yeah.
Yes. No, she's very talented. And I remember the first time I thought she was really talented, she was on SNL a couple years ago. And that was the first time I was like, oh, she's more than just, you know, a pop star or whatever, a couple hits along the way. She is talented. But I was shocked that, you know, we sit in this space now and as a 90s child, Christina Aguilera was at the game, too, on Sunday night, and no one was talking about her.
Wow.
It was just Halsey. But I guess Christina didn't come for Desmond Bain. So, and Christina is X. She had that X Tina period. Yes. She could have really, you know, we could have made a thing with it. Whatever.
Yes. Yeah, Christina, she's just a thing of the past, man. You know, it is what it is. All right, on to the college football championship game. Was it nice? Like, did you enjoy seeing a team like Georgia that had not done it in 41 years win, or was it just like, oh, great, another SEC team? I know as a Pac-12 fan, like, you don't know how that feels. Or
Thank you.
At least it's been so long that you've forgotten how it feels. Like, how do you look at the SEC, other SEC, but the national championship game?
It's okay. I don't need a national championship game because the USC Trojans men's basketball team is 13-0.
That's right.
Wow.
Hey. That's right.
We can be the football mecca and the basketball mecca, but no,
slow down a little.
just a smidgen. I think I went into the game last night with a general sense of frustration that I think many of us who do not have direct SEC ties feel from time to time, which is that, oh, here we go again, an all SEC matchup, blah, 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 blah. It just means more. But it was wonderful to see it for Georgia and for it just not to be Alabama. And then the situation with Stetson Bennett. I mean, the number of times that young man said when he was being interviewed after the game, I wasn't going to be the reason that we lost that game. You could just, I mean, I just felt for him because you know that the weight of that very legitimate scenario was just sitting on his shoulders. And I'm so happy that it went one way and not the other. And we can talk about Stetson Bennett, the legend who ended the drought for Georgia and got them a national championship. And then, of course, their defense stepping up. We knew that that defense was legit and nasty all season long, and it felt nice that the team that we really thought was the best team in college football throughout the year ended up being the one to raise the trophy last night.
So how much time are you giving Lincoln Riley before you're expecting him to be in that game?
I'll be generous. I'll give him 3 years.
Okay, I think that's fair, right? Because there's some work to do out there. It'll take you, right? That's 3 years is fair.
I think so. I think that gives a certain level of patience. And I know yesterday, I mean, Jackson Dart has entered the transfer portal, who was USC's quarterback. And so all the conversation is, will Caleb Williams be following Lincoln Riley? And we'll see. It could be a faster track, and that would be awesome. I just hope that we eventually get to a spot where the playoff is expanded and USC would have a quicker chance of making it into that playoff, at least, if that was the case.
Now, to this undefeated basketball team, it looks like you, John, and Boogie Ellis, y'all haven't played anybody.
Some could say that. Some could say that that's been a situation. And even tonight, I mean, they play Stanford, who I don't know when Stanford's last game was, but dealing with
they're a top five team in the country, Jessica. We don't have to apologize for this.
Okay,
nor are we
right.
going to. No, we're not
right.
going to.
We don't have to defend. We don't have to. We don't have to try to build this up into anything.
I mean, who is Jason repping right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, you come to the table. What do you just have? No, you have no allegiance.
I'm repping a great Memphis turnaround. Is that okay? Is that you remember? You used to. You graduated from there. Remember that school?
I mean, I hope it happens. But we're talking about a top five team here, Coach.
It's true.
All right. So you won't come at us for not playing nobody. We don't lose.
Let me ask you this, Jessica. Your confidence level in Ja Morant pushing him past Luka, right, and getting to All-Star starter, can we get it done?
I think we can. I think right now the energy and the synergy with this team, honestly, tonight's game is huge, and you don't want to put too much on a game on January 11th. But when it comes to the conversations of even the MVP conversation, which, I know, big scary, but you have the MVP favorite in Steph Curry. And when you have a situation of Steph Curry and John Morant on the same basketball court, it will come down. Yes, it's what the greater team does, but a lot of it will come down into how that matchup plays out, who outshines the other. I just think there's a chance because I don't see any other player doing what John Morant is doing right now. I hate the term broke the internet at this point because the internet is very much not broken. But when he had that chase down block, it was all across my timeline. And it was all across my Twitter timeline, my Instagram, my Facebook, even going old school and getting on there every now and then. Like, everyone was talking about that. And how can you not want that to be a starter in your all-star game? Because all that does is put eyeballs on that situation as well.
Yeah, no, 100%. There is no question about that. Hey, Jessica, 4 o'clock is the tip-off. So don't miss that. USC at Stanford. I know you know, but just a reminder to all.
I won't. I brought it up to Brevin Knight this morning.
Yeah.
So I've been ready.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to go.
4 o'clock. Don't miss it. I'm assuming that'll be on TV somewhere here in the Memphis area.
You got a much more important game to worry about.
Go to your local bar.
Yeah. Well,
ask for the USC Stanford.
How could you not root for Boogie? I mean, come on, man. He was a good kid. He repped for Memphis, spent 2 years here. You know, he's doing well. You know, we root for things like that. Hey, Jessica, appreciate you as always.
Thank you.
See you guys. Have a good one.
Yep, she is. Jessica Benson joins every single Tuesday here on the show. Big game tonight, obviously. Catch her on the Grizz Radio Network right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. What you got over there, man?
Did you see what Connor just sent us from NBA Communications?
To that
point that Jessica was just making, Connor sent us a thing from NBA Communications. I guess they just tweeted this out, right, Connor? Sunday ranks as the most viewed regular season day ever on the NBA's Instagram, with 103 million viewers. Here were the top three posts. Klay Thompson's intro, 22.3 million, second most viewed NBA Instagram video ever. Thompson and Curry pregame, 16.4 million. Number three, Ja Morant's block, 13 million.
Wow.
Hey, how about that?
The NBA does do social media better than pretty much anybody else.
The most viewed regular season day ever on their Instagram, and a ton of it was because of Ja Morant. 13 million.
Klay's return was the highest average viewers they had had on NBA TV since 2016, and it's the most regular season social media stuff they've ever had. So tonight's game, it's got a shot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Ja'll probably do something else we can't believe.
I'm sure.
It seems like he's doing it every night now.
Yeah.
They were smart putting him 1 and 2 in those power rankings. They knew what they were doing.
100%.
Yeah. Having that game on tonight for sure. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jeff Cox is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the Grizz, about football championship, all that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Ring in the new year with a bang at the largest gun range and gun store in the Mid-South, Top Gun Memphis, and you can do it by shooting a machine gun. That's right. You don't have to fly to Vegas to ring in the new year. You can shoot 3 different machine guns at Top Gun Memphis for just $99. So if you're ready to have a blast in the new year, come on out to Top Gun Memphis. You can also buy the gift card online at TopGunMemphis.com. That's TopGunMemphis.com. 2770 Witten Road or online at TopGunMemphis.com.
There's a security guard who works the floor at Grizzlies games, and whenever he sees me looking particularly good, he smiles and says, "O'Call." And he's right, of course. That's what the folks at O'Call can do. They can help you find the perfect clothing to look and feel your very best. That's the reason O'Call has been helping Memphians since before James Naismith invented basketball. So visit O'Call at Poplar and Ridgeway. It's a Memphis institution because it's fresher and better today than it has ever been.
Did you miss a show this week you want to hear? Podcasts of every 92.9 ESPN local show are available to download by the day and hour. The 92.9 Podcast Library, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com.
Get some great deals on a good night's rest. You're invited to save at Casper's biannual bedtime sale. Up to 50% off select mattresses, bedding, pillows, and more. You could save up to $1,000 on select mattresses and more savings on items like Casper's mattress topper, Perkel sheets, and foam pillow. Build the bedroom of your dreams for less. Enjoy up to 50% off select mattresses, bedding, and more on Casper.com. Exclusions apply. Items marked as final sale may not be returned or exchanged except in accordance with applicable warranty. See Casper.com/promo for details.
This whole wall needs to be shelving too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city.
She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
Ugh, I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now extended through January 14th, join a clean and spacious Planet Fitness for zero enrollment and only $10 a month. With tons of equipment and free fitness training, it's the perfect place for everybody to work out.
Even me, mister, I'm so stressed I grind my teeth more than most people grind coffee.
Especially you. Give your anxiety clenched jaw a rest.
My molars will be so happy.
Start feeling fit-tacular today. Join InClub or at planetfitness.com. Zero enrollment, $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 14th. See club for details.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With just one spray of Microban 24, your hard surfaces are sanitized for up to 24 hours. Touch after touch after touch.
So 6 hours from now?
Still sanitized.
12 hours?
Yep.
18 hours.
We're really doing this.
24 hours.
When used as directed, one spray of Microban keeps killing 99.9% of bacteria touch after touch for, yeah, up to 24 hours.
Wow.
Microban 24. The sanitizer 4 out of 5 doctors would use in their own homes. So why aren't you?
Jason and John guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Price, price, do you have any price?
The best wings in Memphis, they belong to the Wing Guru. That is a fact. DoorDash, Uber Eats, several locations in Memphis. Get your fix at the Wing Guru. My go-to flavor, there are a lot of them. My go-to flavor, however, garlic sriracha. But you might not like garlic sriracha. You may be more of a spicy taco. You might be more of a honey suicide. 21 flavors of wings, something for everybody over at the Wing Guru. Get your fix today.
It's all good. I like the Nashville hot. Don't discriminate just because it's got Nashville. It's fantastic what Billy Richmond has done with that flavor. But all 21 of them, as John mentioned, are fantastic. The spicy taco, the garlic sriracha. The original location was 5699 Mount Moriah. Now he's got an empire. He's in Collierville, Millington, Bartlett. Opening soon, Silo Square in South Haven. Moving out to Atlanta. It's all because those wings are so good. Try his bone-in thighs. They're just as good. If you love his wings, you're going to love his thighs. Our man Billy Richmond, the former Tiger basketball player, is on an absolute roll. He is the king of wings. Go see him for yourself. Lunch, dinner, tailgates, parties, head over to the Wing Guru. And look for their dry rub seasoning, Guru Gold Sauce at Kroger and Super Low. When you see Billy Richmond, you tell him that Jason and John sent you.
DeAndre Williams remained out for the Tigers' victory against Cincinnati. Kenneth Roy was asked. Kenneth Roy, of course, was his coach and sort of has been his guy, right, since he, I guess, went through, you know, his recruiting process way back in the day. Kenneth Roy was asked on Twitter, when is DeAndre coming back? And, look, that's a question that we all want to know the answer to, right? We all want to know when DeAndre will return because the fact of the matter is he is the best player on the team. He just is in terms of at the college basketball level, right? He's, you know, 25, 26 years old. That's part of it. But his value to this team is pretty obvious.
One of the most important, yes, if not the most important.
Kenneth Roy responded to that question by saying, soon, I hope. So not like, you know, this, oh, he'll be back tomorrow, he'll be back, you know, this week, you know, not a definitive answer by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, it underscores a desire to get back, right? It underscores a an attempt and an effort to get back on the court. When will that be? We shall see. But they're going to need him. That is obvious. He was the biggest reason why they made their late season run last year. He was instrumental in several different victories. They respond to him, right? He sets the tone. And so they need him back. I mean, you're just not going to be able to do this and expect to do this, especially on the road, right? Like, you know, when you're at UCF, when you're at Houston, when you're at, you know, pick a place, you're going to need DeAndre Williams on the court to expect to win. Can you do it without him? You did it against Cincinnati, but it took everything. It just did.
It really did.
You had to score 87 points.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just not going to do that every game. You know, how often can you expect, you know, Tyler to have 20 points? I mean, I think that's a lot to ask of him. So they got to get him back, and they got to do it sooner than later. Most places have Memphis in the tournament. Like, if you, like, most experts, pundits, whatever.
Yes.
Jerry Palm's got him in the tournament. Joe Lunardi has him back in the tournament, mm-hmm. I believe. You know, every, you know, so again, not comfortably 12 seed play in type, but in, and I think what we would all agree on, is if that is the only way, and if Memphis is just destined to be a 10, 11, 12 seed, just because of the bad L's they've taken, you have DeAndre Williams back on this team. That's the kind of ingredients and recipe for, maybe you surprise a lot of people as a double-digit seed and make, you know, a second weekend type of run.
Yeah, I still think there's a way to get out of that double-digit seed. It doesn't have to be that. I mean, if you can continue this, that's what DeAndre Williams sort of represents for me, is that at a time you've won 4 out of 5 and you're hoping, you know, that okay, starting to get some consistency going. Roles, you know, guys are figuring out roles and the roles they'll be asked to play. You get DeAndre back in the mix, a guy who was essentially your MVP last year,
yep.
And it adds to that consistency, that feeling that, okay, we're getting whole again. That's the key to having DeAndre Williams back. Not to mention, we talked about it, when Memphis has him and Duren, you have the front court advantage. In the AAC, you're going to have it on most nights. Josh Carlton is coming into his own for Houston, but again, Houston's not going to have two with the skill level that you have with Duren and DeAndre.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.